For more now on Israel's response, I'm joined by Robert Dineen. He's a former U.S. State Department official who's now at the Council on Foreign Relations. Robert, thanks very much for coming in. Clearly today Israel focused on the funeral, but even today the cabinet gathering to talk about what the military response should be. What do you think Israel's going to do in response to this?
Well, the Israelis are divided amongst themselves about what to do. There seem to be three basic options that they are considering. You know, one is going into the West Bank, trying to uproot Hamas even further than they have already. The second is going into Gaza and trying to uproot Hamas there. And the third, obviously, is searching for the perpetrators of the kidnapping. They'll definitely go for the third option. The question is, what are the other two will they choose?
And if they do go into Gaza, what are you talking about? Are we talking about airstrikes against militants or militant positions in Gaza, or do you think there could actually be a significant ground operation, for example?
That's the debate.
I mean,
well, the real question is, what is the objective? What are they going to try to do? Because if they push too hard and, let's say, bring about Hamas's demise, there are even more radical forces in Gaza who would lead to greater chaos. So Israel doesn't want to do that. They've had certain understandings with Hamas. They're going to want to punish Hamas and punish them quite hard, which I think means they probably won't go in on the ground, although there are people arguing for it. I think we'll see significant air strikes against Hamas infrastructure within Gaza for sure.
Okay, what are the indications that for Mahmoud Abbas this might mean that he has to split with Hamas if he doesn't want to feel the full wrath of Israeli firepower against him too, by extension?
Well, I don't think that's the way he's heading. I mean, right now, the Palestinian security forces have been cooperating with the Israelis on the West Bank, trying to find the perpetrators, trying to keep security on the West Bank. But this has produced a backlash amongst the Palestinian people. They're not happy. It's not so much that they're so happy about the kidnapping, but they don't like the fact that the Palestinians are cooperating with the Israelis while Palestinians are getting killed by Israelis searching for the perpetrators of this crime. So I think at this point, Mahmoud Abbas has very difficult choices. To break with Hamas right now, I think completely would be unpopular, because unity is popular amongst all Palestinians, regardless of their political stripe. Even though they may side with one side or the other, what they want more than anything is for the Palestinian factions to come together, for the West Bank and Gaza to be reunified, for Palestine to be one political entity, not to have this infighting.
Okay, Robert, so how does this play out? I mean, there's obviously the short-term retaliation and retribution for what's happened to these teenagers, but there's bound to be longer-term fallout from this, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think the first casualty of this in the longer term is going to be the national unity government that Mahmoud Abbas is overseeing. That government came together in order to form and hold elections for Palestinian institutions. I think we're now much further from those elections than we were beforehand. And if we don't have elections, that means there's no real legitimacy for the leadership. It means that the ongoing political stagnation that's taking place in Palestinian institutions will continue. There's no prospect of a renewed peace process. I think the only way out, potentially, for Mahmoud Abbas, and this will not be music to Western ears, is that he will return to international fora in which he'll challenge Israel for greater legitimacy and recognition for Palestinian statehood.
Okay, I wish we could have a more one day I'll get you in one of an optimistic moment in this process, because there has not been very many of them recently. Robert Dineen, thanks very much.
Thank you.